Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. The Lost Dog Club by Hannah Cook. My brother Noah, my nephew Bryce, my niece Caitlin, and I formed the Lost Dog Club to find our neighbor's lost dogs and return them. We found a dog with no collar and took it around the neighborhood looking for its owner. We were walking up Alhambra Street when a lady saw us and called out the dog's name in a surprised, joyful voice. "Oh, Peaches!" She ran to her dog and gave it a big hug. I could see tears welling up in her eyes because she was so happy. She said, "God bless you all," and gave us candy. Note: Hannah and Noah Cook, ages 12 and 7, are members of the Rock Ledge Ward, Cocoa, Florida Stake. Bryce and Caitlin Page, ages 8 and 6, are members of the Cocoa Ward, Cocoa, Florida Stake. End of note. A Huge Smile by Brooke Call. When it was time for my little sister Hannah to get her cast removed, Mom and I took her to the emergency room at the hospital. They were very busy, and so we had to wait in the hall. A little girl came in screaming in pain and bleeding. They led us to another section of the hospital, where we had to wait a long time. They moved that girl to the room next to us. I felt very bad for her as she cried. I knew how she felt because I had to get stitches once, too. I also knew that Jesus knew how she felt. That day my mom had taken me to a store so that I could buy a stuffed fabric toy with money I had earned. I thought that if I gave it to the little girl, maybe it would make her happier, and I thought that that's what Jesus would do. So I said, "Mom, would it be okay if I gave my new toy to that girl?" My mom said, "Of course." We walked into the room where the little girl and her mom were. When I gave her the toy, her face lit up, and she changed from being sad and crying to having a huge smile. They both thanked me. I felt happy inside, knowing that I had chosen the right. I was trying to be like Jesus. Note: Brooke Call, age 7, is a member of the Ben Lomond 10th Ward, North Ogden, Utah, Ben Lomond Stake. End of note. Everyone Deserves an Opportunity by Charlotte Berry. I started attending my new senior school last September. In a school of over 1,000 students, I was the only Latter-day Saint. In my religion class of 30 people, only I and one other girl attend church of any kind. On my first day of class, my religion teacher asked us to name the holy books that are used in different regions. I said the Book of Mormon, and at first she wasn't sure which church used it. I explained that I was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She asked me to choose my favorite scripture for the following week and also tell the class about my church. The following week, I read Moroni chapter 10, verse 4, which was the first scripture the missionary shared with me and my mom. I told the class about the first vision and how Joseph Smith received and later translated the gold plates. I was really nervous because my friends think that you are a geek if you go to church. I was afraid that they would make fun of me. But when I started speaking, the Spirit was with me, and everybody listened with interest. Afterward, they asked questions. Since then, my teacher has started reading the Book of Mormon and the Ensign, although she hasn't yet come to church. Also, in every religion lesson, we talk about my beliefs, and some of my friends are planning to come to church activities. My prayer is that one day I will be just one of many Latter-day Saints at my school. Everyone deserves an opportunity to learn about Jesus Christ and His church and return to live with Heavenly Father. If we keep the gospel to ourselves, we are being selfish. We should share it with everyone, no matter who they are. That is what Jesus Christ wants us to do, and I am trying to be like Him. Note: Charlotte Berry, age 11, is a member of the Gateshead Ward, Sunderland, England Stake. End of note. A Good Choice by Geoff Brown. One day I went to the library to get some books. One of the books was really good until I got to the third or fourth chapter. That's where I started not to like it because the words got bad and mean. And then there was violence and lots of bad stuff. I stopped reading it. When I got the book, it looked good because of the cover and the award it got. I think that when you get a terrific-looking book, you should read the first few chapters and then think about whether it's good or bad. Note, Geoff Brown, age 10, is a member of the Minneapolis Ward, Minneapolis, Minnesota stake. End of note. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.